Hey, my name's Don Hanchy. I'm one of the pastors at W9 Methodist Church, and I'm with two very cool people here. And technically, as we start off, this is my last Wednesday night devotional with New Dublin Presbyterian. However, it's not your last, hopefully, devotional, because we're going to continue this tradition with these two fine folks working together.
I'm Don Sheeler. I'll be the new pastor at Dublin United Methodist Church, even though I have been there as the associate for 3 years. But this is my first Wednesday night devotional. So
we're glad that you're here.
Thank you.
I'm Sarah Jane. I am the pastor here at New Dublin. And it is an honor and a blessing to be with these lovely people.
Well, what if you lead us in a lovely prayer?
I'll do it. Let's pray. Lord our God, we thank you for the ministry that Don Hanchu has worked among us, and pray blessings on him as he moves on to the next thing that you have called him to. And we give you thanks as well for the ministry of Don Sheeler, and pray your blessing on him. And we ask that you would be with us in this time of study, that you would open the ears of our hearts to your word, and that it would dwell with us and not be forgotten. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. So tonight we're going to jump into a story that really sounds far-fetched. It does. It sounds so crazy. It's a story about a guy who sees dry bones and they actually come to life. Now, the interesting part about the story is it's a vision that this guy has. His name is Ezekiel. So, you know, we've all probably kind of been in and out of sleep before, and you kind of have these strange, like, my family's not going to believe me when I tell them what I just saw in my dream. And this is kind of what's happening for Ezekiel. It sounds crazy, but God is speaking to him through his dreams to help him tell a story or to prophesy, or we say prophesy, that means something totally different than what they meant then. It's more about like preach, proclaim, inspire the people that I've called you to. So God gives this vision, or a couple of different visions actually, we're just looking at this one, to this guy named Ezekiel, an Old Testament prophet in the far left part of your Bible, and we're in chapter 37. And this is basically what happens, is that he comes upon this valley full of dry bones. And that would have meant that it had been a valley where a terrible war had happened, and people would have been left for dead and scavenged by wild animals, and then just the bones had dried up and piled up, and you know, people had scavenged the metal from them and all that kind of stuff. So it was a disastrous kind of scene. But yet, Ezekiel hears God saying, prophesy or proclaim to these bones to basically come alive. And they begin, in a terrifying dream, actually, you know, that these bones kind of rattle and come back together and skin and muscle and bodies form. And then the part that's really interesting is that though they're full-fledged bodies, they don't have life in them yet. And God says, speak to them on my behalf, prophesy to them, and spirit breathe into them, and gives them life. So what I love about that passage is it reminds us, through a very dramatic and spectacular vision, that God remembers, you know, disastrous things, or knows the disastrous things that have happened in our life. And God wants to, has a hunger for, to speak to us so that new life can come where we thought everything was dead, been scavenged, been pulled apart, never to be put back together. God says, no, you don't understand. I'm the God that can make things come back together through my power of the Spirit. And we might relate to that, actually, culturally right now.
Yeah, we've been through a terrible time in this whole world as we've battled COVID, and our lives completely changed last year. And things that we had done all our lives became impossible. And we were home when we didn't want to be home, and it became so different. We weren't in church for the first time in my lifetime. Church was not something we could attend. We couldn't gather together, couldn't give people a hug. And just the isolation of that has been very difficult for so many of us. And now as we move into a time where the restrictions are easing, we cherish that. To go and give someone a hug is such a valuable thing that we took for granted.
Yeah.
So quickly, and to gather together for worship, or just to go on a vacation.
Yeah. We're just sitting here without masks on. I can touch both of these people.
Yeah, it is a great thing to just be together now when we couldn't have done that before.
Yeah.
And that's not where the promise ends, really. You know, we get real excited when spring happens, when The frost is gone. It's not freezing cold anymore. There's these beautiful leaves on the trees. We get excited when our pandemic is starting to ease and we see the end is here or nearly here. But we know in the back of our heads that we're always subject, right? The winter will come back. Probably there will be another pandemic at some point in the future. They've been all throughout history. Probably is going to be another one. Or at least we're subject to it. It's a possibility. But what God promises is more than that. God isn't just promising us, you know, a temporary respite, but that in the end, the new life that he's offering us is going to be forever, and it won't be subject to endings. It won't be subject to winter or to death or to more pandemics. It's going to be forever. And that's the hope that we really have. It's the hope that spring and ends of pandemics points to but aren't yet.
Yeah. So we don't know what you're facing right now, but we all probably have times we feel like we're walking through some dry bones, wishing someone would come back to life. And we just want to remind you tonight that God does love you and that God wants to breathe new life in your situation, be it private or public, internal or external. God wants to breathe new life into that. And the path to doing that is just saying yes to Jesus, saying, God, I want to follow you and I want new life. Guide me on that journey. It's simple. There's no magic words to it. There's no special prayer, but just asking honestly that God, I need help. But don't do it alone. We encourage you to go to church, a church that live where you close to where you live, continue to gather online, or one of our churches here. We would love to have you and welcome you as on your journey and letting the Spirit guide you to new life. You want to close this in a word of prayer?
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the vision that you gave to Ezekiel and for the promise that you've given to us, for the health that you are beginning to restore to our world and our communities, and for our ultimate hope in your restoration of all things. We pray that you would teach us to live in that and to trust in it more and more. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.